friends, this year should be a special schluss. Rabbi Maranimi Marasi Sheyichyu, and it should also be v'schluss refuas Tzvi Ben Yitl, Moshe Ben Malkar, Yitzchak Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Reza, Leisheva Minya Menya Bastina Chana, Binyamin Simcha Bedina Dina Minya, and Moshe Ben Peshadina, the Bracha Batzlacha B'chamasi Yadav, and Leinishmas Arav Aaron Yudalei, Ben Tzvi, and we're going to be discussing Dine Kibush, the Torah's Eretz Yisrael, the impact of conquering Israel as it relates to the Kedusha of the land of Israel. And we are basing ourselves on a simen in the Sefer of the great Rosh Yeshiva and Gaon Rabbeinu Povarsky Shlita, the Bat Kodesh, Simen Yud Beis and Gittin. And we are going to see him Yitz Hashem Niflos Mitaras Hashem. It says Nigmar and Gittin Chesamad Aleph Tan Rabbanim Shel Shadrachim Shavu Surya Eretz Yisrael. In three ways, Syria is equal to Eretz Yisrael. And one of them is Chayabis Ben Meiser Ubishvius Chay Ben Meiser, and Shvius like Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Kasavar, because this opinion holds that Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush, that the Kibush of a Yochid, an individual, is called a Kibush. And we have to say that it's Muchach from the Lashon Ke Eretz Yisrael, that Meiser and Shvius in Syria, which was captured by a Yochid, is Min HaTorah Ke Eretz Yisrael Mamish. Rashi writes, Shlohaya Yidei Kol Yisrael Letzarachem Kamo Yehoshua, wasn't through all of the Jewish people and for the needs of all the Jewish people. Rather, Syria was captured Ela David Kovsha Litzarcho. Rather, David, King David, captured it for his needs. That's called the Kibush Yochid. Tosfos famously brings the Sifri that the reason is because they captured it before all of Eretz Yisrael was captured. And we learn from the Pasuk that how can it be? Samuchu Platrin Shalchalo Horshida, you didn't... First you have to capture the palace, and then you capture the... You're not allowed to capture outside the palace before you capture the palace. So first you have to capture Eretz Yisrael, and then outside of Eretz Yisrael. And so writes the Rambam in the first paragraph of Chos Trumas, Mashinim Ragamor Lashem Kibush Yochid. The Echronim explain that... why is it the Kibush Yachid? According to this reason, it's because they captured it before they captured the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So why is it called the Kibush Yachid? So the Achronim explain that if Kibush Yachid is effective, you see that the Tanai, that the Kibush that was said in the Torah to the Jewish people is not Li'ikuva, because when the Torah tells us to capture Eretz Yisrael, it's talking to the Tzibur, not to the Yechidim. So if you call it a Kibush Yachid, it means that if Kibush Yachid is valid, it means you don't have to keep the Tanai. It's not Ma'akev, the Tanai, that it should be a Tzibur, it could be a Yachid. And Mimela, you also don't need to keep the Tanai of first capturing Eretz Yisrael and then capturing outside of Eretz Yisrael. So the Kibush Yachid teaches you that Tanai of Rabbim is in Ma'akev, so too the Tanai of capturing Eretz Yisrael first is not Ma'akev. In the Sefer Kilis Yankev, in Shvius, in Simon Yud Zayin, he brings the Kasha that many people ask, that it says in Yevamos on 82b, the Tanya B'Seder Olam Yerusha Yerusha Vishniya Yerusha Yerusha Yerishona Vishniya Yeshlem Shlishis Ein Lahem, that we have a Yerusha, Rishona, and Shnia. We have two Yerushas, and not a third Yerusha. And what that means is that Kedusha, Rishona, of Yehoshua was nullified Bizman Galus Bavel, and that's the first Kedusha. And the Kedusha that was through Ezra is forever. And that's what it means when it says that you have a Yerusha, Rishona, Vishniya. You only need a Shniya. You don't need a Shlishis because it's already holy in the time of Ezra. V'im Kain, if that's true, then what's the Nafkamin and the Din of Kedusha Surya? Shahaya B'Kedusha Rishona Shekvar Batla. What's the nafkamina in the din of the Kedusha of Syria that came about at the time of the Kedusha Rishona, which is no longer extant? Meaning the Kedusha Rishona was batal, and now you have the Kedusha Shnia, which is Kayem Islaad, but the Kedusha Rishona was nullified. So what the Kedusha Rishona of Syria? Syria was Kedusha Rishona, and that's batal. So now the Nidon is Mishum Shekavshu Olei Baba, and Ezra wasn't Kovei Syria Litzarcho. So what's the Nafkamina in the Kibush of Syria when that's only Kedusha Rishona? It's not again, that's batal. And we know what matters is Kedusha Shnia. What happened in the time of Ezra, and Syria wasn't captured by Ezra. So what does the Gemara mean when it says that Syria is like Eretz Yisrael, when that's batal? That's Syria, because that's only Kedusha Rishona. V'chein yesh ladun, we also have to discuss if it's shayach to be done that you are not allowed to capture outside of Eretz Yisrael first in the Kiddush of Ezra, and hopefully that will be explained. So there's a famous Reb Chaim that's quoted by a lot of Svarim, including the Kilas Yankov that we mentioned, who's miyashev this based on the Yerushalmi in the fifth parak of Shvius in the first halacha, and the pasuk of Asher Yarshu Avosecha Virishta Hekish Yerushascha Bimei Ezra LiYerushas Avosecha. So just like the Yerusha of your avos was Dvar Torah, so too your Yerusha is Dvar Torah. So the kibush in the time of Ezra is Menat Torah. VeHetivcha VeHirbucha MeAvosecha. I'm going to do even better for you, greater for you than your avos, because the avosechem lo yaleim ol malchus. Your avos didn't have ol malchus, so their kibush is a good kibush. Ve'atem, and you, the kedusha shniya in the time of Ezra, we came to Eretz Yisrael, avu pishiyesh aleichem ol malchus. Even though you have the ol malchus on you, it's still going to be a valid capturing of Eretz Yisrael, a valid chazak in Eretz Yisrael, avu pishiyesh aleichem ol malchus. So it's even better than your avos. You don't need to have independence, even though you have all Malchus, you have the king of Paras, you have Koresh, you have Daryavish who are ruling over you, still that is still considered a valid coming to Eretz Yisrael and Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. So it emerges according to this Shenisraba b'Torah, that we have a ribu, we have a Kiddush in the Torah, that the Kiddush of Ezra will be effective even though it lacked the Tanai HaKibush that was in the time of Yehoshua, because in the time of Yehoshua there was no Ol Malchus. And here there's an Ol Malchus, and yet the Kiddush of Ezra is still effective, even though there's Ol Malchus. And that's the din of Ehitivcha Vehirbucha, that's even better than your Avos. Even though you have an Ol Malchus, still your Kedusha is a valid Kedusha. So now we can say that this Inyan was only Misrabe when it's Yerusha Shniyah. And therefore the din of Kedusha Suriyah is totally in what was in Kedush Rishon. If Kibush Yachid is Shmei Kibush, and the Kiddush of David was effective, so what happens in the time of Ezra, the Kiddush Shnia, is also going to be effective, even though it's not a complete Kibush. But if Kibush Yachid is not Shmei Kibush, then Syria doesn't have Kiddush Rishona. So the Kiddush of Ezra is not going to be effective, because all Malchus Aleim. So what Reb Chaim is saying is that when does the Kedusha of Ezra, when is it effective? Only al basis, only on the basis, only on the foundation of Kedusha Rishona. If there's a Kedusha Rishona, memela, what they do in the time of Ezra is going to be effective. Memela, what they do in the time of Ezra is going to be effective. Because the din of Kedusha of Syria is talui mashayah b'kiddush rishon. The din of Kedusha of Syria is talui that there was a first Kiddush. So if we say Kibush Yachid Shmei Kiddush, and what David did was effective, so then what was done in the time of Ezra, the Kedusha Shnia, is going to be effective, even though it's not a Kibush Gamor, because it's built on the foundations of the first Kibush, which was valid, which was without all Malchus. We're building on the Abbas. But if Kibush Yachid is not Shemei Kibush, then Syria doesn't have Kedusha Rishona, and then the Kiddush of Ezra is not going to be effective at all. So Ezra went ahead and captured Syria. And the reason the Gemara says that, even though it wasn't Letzarcho, and it wasn't a Kibush Yachid, but we have to say that Kedusha Rishona, we have to say that Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, we have to say that Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, because that will enable, when Ezra captures it, to be a valid Kibush, or a valid Chazakah, what it's called. So that's why it's all predicated on the Kibush Yachid, in the first Kibush. That's why it says, so the Kasha was that Ezra wasn't a Kibush Yachid. So the Kedusha Rishon of Yoshua is Batal. All that matters now is Kedusha Shniyah, so my nafkamina b'kidi Kedusha Syria. That was in Kedusha Rishon, that's Batal. So now the Nidon is Mishum Shel Kavshua Olei Bavel. And Ezra wasn't Kovei Syria Letzarcho, that wasn't a Kibush Yachid. So what then is the nafkamina? He was Koveshit, but he wasn't Koveshit Kibush Yachid. So what's the nafkamina by Kibush Yachid? It's Kedusha Rishon, which is Batal. The answer is his kibush is only going to be a valid kibush because of kibush yachid. So we can expand and say as follows: there's a beautiful shtickle on the in the Beis Yishai in the second siman of Rav Shlomo Fischer. A lot of people talk about this, but Rav Shlomo Fischer has an incredible Torah. So we can explain as follows: the Rambam in the sixth paragraph of Beis Bechira Lachat Design writes, "V'lamani Yomer Mikdash Rishonim Shekedusha Rishon Kitchen Kedushin Asid Lavo." So the Rambam writes that why is Mikdash in Yerushalayim Kiddush L'Asid Lavo also, and Eretz Yisrael, the other Eretz Yisrael as far as Shvius and Maisus, is not Kiddush L'Asid Lavo? And the answer is because Kedushas HaMikdash for Yerushalayim is because of the Shechin, and the Shechin is always there. But Chiyuv Haaretz B'Shviyus U'B'Maisus is only because of Kibush Rabin. And since the land was taken from their hands, now the Kibush is Batal. And since Ezra went up and he was Mekadesh, he wasn't Mekadesh B'Kibush, he was Mekadesh B'Chazaka. He sanctified it by holding on to it, not by capturing it, because it wasn't captured. They didn't have independence. But at least he held on to it. And that lasts. That lasts. So in other words, when kibush is batal. But chazak is not batal. The Kesef Mishnah says, why is koach chazaka greater than kibush? What's the great mile of chazak over kibush? And not only that, in the time when they had a kibush, they had a kibush with a chazaka. And they also held on to it. And now you only have a chazaka. But no, chazaka lasts, kibush doesn't last. What's going on over here? So we can explain as follows, that there's a difference between kibush and chazaka. The meaning of kibush is not just a maisa kiddush, ela shekach nemra halacha b'din kedushas eretz yisrael adei Yoshua. The halacha of the din of kedushas eretz yisrael that's made through Yoshua, which is a chalos kiddush that's totally b'toras hakibush. There has to be a toras. There's only a chalos kiddush. There's only going to be a change in halachic status, making it holy, if there is a proper capturing. That is in the time of Yoshua. And that the Kesef Mishnah says, they also had a chazaka back then. So the Brisker Rav explains that was the din kiddush b'mei Yoshua, that it should be dafka idei kibush, and its kedusha is talui in the din kibush u'b'shaito. However, we learn from the pasuk of Ehetivcha v'hirbucha me'avosecha that by kedusha shnia, the Eretz Yisrael is going to be mekadesh without a din kibush, because they had all malchus salem. It's not considered kibush. And the chiddush is that kiddush idei chazaka alone is going to be valid. And the inyan of this chazaka is like anybody who's machzik basada, which is a maisa kinyan la'olam. That's a maisa chazaka, already sanctifies it. So when you're in the world of kibush, so then you need specifically a kibush, and the chazaka is meaningless. And then this kibush was batel when someone else captured it. Became a chenil kacharetz midei and batel kibush. So now there's no more kibush because someone else took it. Because one kibush is mevatel another kibush. because kibush is capturing. Kibush means that you have autonomy. But in the time of Ezra, they didn't need autonomy anymore. They just needed to hold on to it once they made a kinyan. So that kinyan is eternal. Nobody else can have it anymore. Kibush, it depends on the metzias, who's kovesh. So we are kovesh, it's ours. Someone else is kovesh, it's theirs. But in the chazakah, once you make this kinyan, nobody can negate our kinyan. It's ours. It's ours, la'olam. Nothing is batel. The I in the time of Ezra, in the time of Yeshua, they also had a chazakah, yeah, but that wasn't what made the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. The Kedushas Eretz Yisrael was created by Torah's kibush. Once you had a kibush, that's what made the chiyuv of Trumas and Maisris. Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is eternal, but as far as Trumas and Maisris, Shvius, that was created by the kibush. Matu minei b'shem rabchayim. But in the time of Rabbi Ezra, so the chazaka made the kiddush. So they say in the name of Rabbi Chaim to explain the Navi Zechariah. Lo b'chel v'lo b'koach kim beruchi amar Hashem tzivakos. This is a nevua about kiddush shniyah, that you don't need chel and you don't need koach, and that's the inyan of kibush. Lo b'chel v'lo b'koach kim. What do you need? Beruchi. What's ruchi? My spirit. You just hold on to it, and they're going to sanctify with the spirit of God. You don't need a ma'isa kibush. It's just the spirit of God, and this kedusha is forever. And there's a beautiful Radbaz in the first parakel for Chutzrumas in Halacha Hey, who writes that Ezra is Mekadish Eretz Yisrael b'peh. So it's Mavur Yoser, Divrei Akosav Ki'im Beruchi. Ruchi is my spirit. Spirit is the mouth. The Ruach Mamalah. So that's how they were Mekadish Eretz Yisrael in the time of Ezra. You have the Kiddush Al Yidei Peh, and not Kiddush Al Yidei Kibush. The sanctification is verbal, and not through the capturing. You just hold on to it, you make a verbal sanctification, and that's Kiim Beruchi Amar Hashem Tzvakos. So we see in a number of places that even those areas that were held onto by the Ole Mitzrayim and not by the Ole Bavel, even though Kedushas Haaretz is Batel in those places, Lechi of Trumas Umaisris, because Ole Bavel didn't hold on to those places, nevertheless it still has a Din Eretz Yisrael, Lekame Inyanim Ayin Barambam Beperek Dalad Mehilchas Sanhedrin Halacha Vav, but in Smichas Zekanim, Smichas Zekanim is only in Eretz Yisrael. Menoheges Gam B'Makomos Shechaziku Olei Mitzrayim Bilvad, and it's Noheg even in those places just Olei Mitzrayim. So you see that Olei Mitzrayim, their areas that they captured have a nafkamina today Linyan Smicha, that you're allowed to give Smicha only in Eretz Yisrael, but that includes Olei Mitzrayim. V'kvar Herich B'zev Sefer Kafto V'Ferech, that the whole bittel of Kedushas Haaretz is only with regard to Trumas and Maisris, but it still has the Maila of Eretz Yisrael. This is very clear, because the Maila of Eretz Yisrael was even before Bias Haaretz, Bias Yisrael Haaretz. Even before we came into Eretz Yisrael was already holy. Eretz lo gushama, like Chazal tell us, that it didn't, the Mabul didn't fall in Eretz Yisrael, and so too Yitzchak didn't go out of Eretz Yisrael, and that's all midin Torah v'yisod b'briya sa'ola, that Eretz Yisrael is ma'ula u'mekudeshes mikol ha'aretz, is from briya sa'ola, and that's the ikar shema in Eretz Yisrael b'tchilas ha'briya. And there are two inyanim in Eretz Yisrael. There's the etzem shem Eretz Yisrael l'ma'alos l'kam inyanim the living in Eretz Yisrael, the being buried in Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So writes the Kafter of Aferach, it's a maila l'chaim v'lameisim, and there's nocha kedusha, an additional kedusha for trumas and maisus and all mitzvos atuliyos baretz. And if so, it's pashat shelo batel inyan zeh b'golus bavel af shebatel akibush. So even though the kibush is batel, but this remains. This kedusha for mitzvos atuliyos baretz. So we have these two aspects. You have the aspect of the etzem shem Eretz Yisrael, and that's eternal. And then you have his linyan mitzvahs. So that we had in the time of Olei Mitzrayim, and then that became batel, and then that was renewed in the time of Olei Bavel through their chazaka. And we said even with the Olei Mitzrayim captured, like as far as smicha goes, so it's still holy. You're allowed to be somech zakenim. Now it says in the Torah in Parashas Ekev, Kol Mokom Asher Tidroch Kach Raglechem Lechem Yiyah. And it says in the Sefri, Minayin Shei Mitzis Nogos Ba Talmud Lomar, Yiyah Elegzeh Roshava. And it's Rabbah B'Pasuk Zeh, the Nitna Zechus LaHosif Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz Yisrael. So it says that wherever your leg treads, it's going to be yours. And then the Sefri learns that from the word Yiyah, as Gzeirah Shavah, that I don't know what the Gzeirah Shavah is too, but it learns from the pasuk that there are mitzvahs that are noig in Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you capture, not only is it going to be yours, but even mitzvahs are going to be noig in Eretz Yisrael. And from this pasuk, we see that you can add on from Chutz La'aretz and make it part of, you can annex Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, and you can be mekadesh et lekedushas haaretz gam l'chiyuv trumas ma'aseres. And it would appear b'pshuto shel advarim she'inyan zeh lo nisra b'lidei kibush. This only came about because of the capturing of Eretz Yisrael, like in the time of Joshua, when this parasha was said to them. This parasha was said to the people who came in at the time of Joshua. This is on the cusp of their entry into Eretz Yisrael. But b'bias Ezra shelo haya shem kibush, then the time of Ezra, when there was no kibush, and it says v'hitivcha v'hirbucha she'tiskadei she'aretz beruach Hashem ha'idei chazaka bilvad, it says v'hitivcha v'hirbucha, that Eretz Yisrael, it's even better than the Avos. You don't need independence, you don't need autonomy. Eretz Yisrael is going to be holy because of the Spirit of God, because of Kedushas Peh, or just Alidei Chazaka. This was only said by Eretz Yisrael Atzma, the Hu Inyan Shivas Banim Legvulam, that was said to Rachel B'Shas B'Chiyas B'Zman Galas Balva. They're going to go back to their Gvulos, they're not going to go outside the Gvulos, but you can't add on to Eretz Yisrael B'Chazaka. The only way to add on to Eretz Yisrael is B'Toras Kibush. But what's done al yidei chazaka is not going to give it the status of Eretz Yisrael. Vasher lefize yesh lahosif aladim emakomos hakibush bimei Yehoshua sheosifu al Eretz Yisrael mikra dechol mokom v'kanal. So what about those places that were captured in the time of Yehoshua that they added onto Eretz Yisrael? From the pasuk of kol mokom, wherever you tread, wherever you capture, is going to be yours. But pshuto would appear that they have all dinei Eretz Yisrael. Gam be'ikar shema v'gam be'kedushah, it has a shem Eretz Yisrael, be'ikar shem Eretz Yisrael, and it also has kedushah lein shumas u'maisus, and so it appears from the Sifri that says minayin shemitzis no'agos ba'tamad lomar yiyel gzeirah shavah. So we have two yiyes, and that tells us from gzeirah shavah that the mitzvahs are noheg in Eretz, in those areas that they captured, even outside of the biblical borders of Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, we have two inyanim here. First you have Eretz Yisrael, Be'ikar Shem, Eretz Yisrael, and that's wherever they capture. And then you have a special limud from the pasuk that mitzvahs are also knowing there. That not only does it have the Ikar Shem, Eretz Yisrael, but there's also a chi of mitzvahs. Ki le'ikar din kibush, harei lo gara kibush Yisrael, mikibush sichon v'og. Because as far as kibush is concerned, the kibush of the Jewish people is no less than the kibush of Sichon and Og, right? We know that we're not allowed to capture the land from Ammon and Moab, but when Sichon captures from Ammon and Moab, then we're allowed to. So that's what it means when it says in the Gemara that Tiru b'Sichon, that once it's captured by Sichon, so now we're allowed to capture it because it became Eretz Amori, it no longer belongs to Ammon and Moab. And we don't need a pasuk for this because there's a kibush even by Goyim. Certainly there's a kibush by Jews. And therefore there's a special din that it becomes Eretz Yisrael. And even if it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it's still going to be Eretz Yisrael. Then Yinchiv Maisus, because these are two separate inyanim. So Me'atan, so now, Yesh Ladin La'achar Golus Bavel. After Golus Bavel, what's the din of the Mekomos HaKibush? So Taurus Eretz Yisrael remains. Even after Galus Bavel, those areas that we were Kovesh earlier, they have a Shem Eretz Yisrael. The Bittel is only for the Kedusha of Trumas U'Maisrus, but not for the Taurus Eretz Yisrael, the Ikar Shem Eretz Yisrael. Still has Milas Haaretz. So that could very well be Be'eretz Yisrael Atzma. That could very well be in Eretz Yisrael proper within the biblical borders of Eretz Yisrael. But Mekomos HaKibush, Shekol Dinam HaYidei Kibush, what about those areas that we captured outside of Eretz Yisrael that aren't biblical within the biblical borders of Eretz Yisrael, that we annexed to Eretz Yisrael? So we can say that Batel HaKibush, Batel HaKol, Varim Kachutz Laretz Mamish. So what retains its shame Eretz Yisrael? Those areas that we captured, so they are still going to have, that the Olim Mitzrayim captured, so they are still going to have their Ikar Shem. But those are only those areas within the borders. But those areas outside the borders, they're like Chutz La'aretz Mamish. Or we could say not like that. Or we can say, when the kibush is batel, and that we say that kedushas haaretz is batel, that's a din miyuchad in kedushas haaretz l'trumas u'maisrus. So there, Chazal were makabel halacha that this kiddush is talui b'cholais b'din hakibush. Aval mashen is chadish b'torah b'din kol makom lechem yiyash haidei hakibush nasis os keretz Yisrael din makomos elu k'din eretz Yisrael l'chol davar. So it could be a chiddush. You could see it both ways. But who thinks about this? Are people talking about this? Is this like on Twitter or something? That those areas that we captured outside of Eretz Yisrael, even though the kibush is batel, and even though those areas aren't within the biblical borders of Eretz Yisrael, but since we captured them, and made them part of Eretz Yisrael, even though that kibush is batel, it could be that maybe now it's only batel le'inyan trumas u'maisrus. That al yidei kibush it becomes Eretz Yisrael. It has Torahs Eretz Yisrael. The inyan ikur din shame Eretz Yisrael. Now it has a name. It's called Eretz Yisrael. Linyan kedushasa. Linyan to give smicha. Linyan to be buried. Linyan to live there. So even after the Jewish people went into galus, it still has Torahs Eretz Yisrael. The only bittul of trumas of kedusha was l'chiv trumas ma'isrus, but ma'aver lazeh it's still holy, even those areas outside of Eretz Yisrael proper, even outside the biblical borders of our boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. So according to this, we understand that the Gemara was tola din suriyah b'zman hazeh l'din kibush yachid shehaya b'mei Yehoshua. So that was our kasha. That was the kasha we opened with. What's pshat that the Gemara is tola the din of suriyah b'zman hazeh, the din of kibush yachid? Kibush yachid was the time of Yehoshua. And we said, that's batel. So what does it matter what happened later? And at the time of Ezra, it wasn't a kibush yachid. So why is it all talui in the kibush yachid? Why does it say that in kibush yachid, shmei kiddush, kibush, it becomes keretz Yisrael atzma? So the reason is that even though, as far as trumas and maisris go, so the kiddush is pokea, like all of Eretz Yisrael, but Bias Ezra could be mekadish these areas b'kedushas Eretz Yisrael al yidei hachazaka midin ve'hitivcha ve'hirbacha me'avosecha shenemar al shivas tzion b'mei Ezra. So it's like this: if it became holy in the time of Yoshua and kibush yachid is shmei kibush, and therefore David sanctified Syria, so now when Ezra comes, it's now going to be like Eretz Yisrael as far as Kedushas Trumas Maisris. It's going to have a din like Eretz Yisrael, because it never lost its din, it's never lost its shame Eretz Yisrael. Just as far as Trumas Maisris goes, it's no longer Eretz Yisrael because the Kibush was nullified. But now that Ezra comes back, if Kibush Yachad Shmei Kibush in the time of Yoshua was effective, now Ezra comes back, even though he's not doing a Kibush Yachad, but he captures that area, so now it's going to be Chayav in Trumas Maisris. But if Kibush Yachad is Lav Shmei Kibush, these areas are like Chutz La'aretz Mamish, and then the Chazak of Ezra is not going to help, because you can't be Mosif Al Eretz Yisrael unless you do it Al Yidei Kibush, as we explained. Awesome. Okay, so that is the first leg of our journey, and I am praying to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. I throw out a prayer on a wing in a prayer that we are able to continue, because there is a lot more to say, sweet friends. So please stay tuned, and we will see continuing in the flows. And really, one of my favorite topics, which is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, it's oisa geveinlich, it's mamish unbelievable and sweet. So we should be zoche to be mevara these in yonim. And if you're zocha to live here, asherecha v'tov lach. If you're not zocha, then at least learning the inyanim brings some of the avira to Eretz Yisrael into your orbit. And that's a huge, huge zchus. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most, most beloved.